North Dakota mill. Wheat has been harvested and sugar beets are being lifted in northeast North Dakota. Minto farmer Stephen Schuster says wheat yields are down compared to the last couple of years.
But we knew that going into harvest, and anywhere you'd hit a depression in the field, the yield monitors would jump up about 20 bushels, meaning there was more moisture in that area. But the wheat quality was excellent. I know some guys are battling some sprout damage and falling numbers issues right now on some of the wheat that's still out in the field, but we were fortunate to get ours off dry. And I would say we would have liked to have seen 10 more bushels like last year, but as far as the sugar beets, what we're harvesting right now is low tons and high sugar.
Schuster says August rains are revitalizing the corn and soybeans.
We've got about 8 inches of rain on the crop this year, which is about half of what Grand Forks has. And as you go north of me, there's only about 5 inches of rain up there. So we are abnormally dry. But, you know, the soybeans kind of, one day they catch a little rain, they perk up, and 2 days later they kind of droop back over again. And we're seeing some firing in the lower leaves of corn. And I mentioned about the corn yields being all over the board. Soybeans probably getting near, you know, better than last year, more near normal. We were certainly below average last year.
Schuster was one of the stops on the final leg of the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer.
Grand Forks-based custom.